Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the ease? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys?
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Hope you'll check out the video when you're there. We have a brand new video we put up yesterday. And don't forget to take the poll question. That's a brand new poll question, too. Want to know what you think. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. And all the other thousands of pieces of information that's on every topic under the Small Business Sun right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rich Galen is our guest. His website is mullings.com. And I encourage you to check it out and benefit from his writings and his wit sometimes even a moment of genius. Hey, Rich, we were talking in the previous segment about the Supreme Court's decision that they're making about some of the elements of the constitutionality of Obamacare. So let's take a couple of ways that it could go, and I want to get your thoughts on what that would mean for both parties. So let's say that they strike down at least some, the mandate at a minimum. They strike down a mandate, the individual mandate, at a minimum, and maybe not the whole law. What would that mean for Obama? How would he spin that for his election process?
Well, there's a current line of thought here in Washington that would be a really good outcome for Obama, because that would be his rallying cry as to why he needs another term. Because if he's there for another 4 years, it's very likely he'll get at least one or maybe two appointments, and at least one of those would be one of the conservative members of the court.
Right,
and he could replace it with a liberal member of the court, and this kind of business would stop. So there's and that would be the way to energize the liberal base of the Democratic Party. We got to get rid of these.
Right.
Got to get rid of this conservative.
But isn't he picking a fight with the wrong people when he does that? I mean,
Oh no! I mean, Reagan did it. I mean, he did it very successfully.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, he didn't. But I mean, remember that. You know, remember that State of the Union address that when Obama stood there with the Supreme Court 20 feet away and wagged his finger in their face over the FCC case.
This law is not popular. I don't think that's a good argument for him.
It is a good argument to energize the base.
His base. Yeah. In terms of the law is in the minority.
Well, that's okay. You still got to get about to vote.
Okay. All right. What would it mean for the Republicans?
Well, for the Republicans, I think then they get to say, okay, now that that's over with, how do we want to proceed? You know, what are the limits of society's responsibility in terms of health care? Let's have a real live, no kidding around debate. I mean, this thing goes all the way back, Jim, to your woman, Nancy Pelosi, who was then Speaker, said, when somebody said, do you know what's in this bill? And she said, well, I'll know what's in it once it's passed.
But don't you think they'll say, folks, this is his signature issue that's been has been struck unconstitutional? You know, what does that say about the validity of this president? Isn't that what they would say?
We don't have the Supreme Court isn't like the parliament in a vote of no confidence, and you have to hold an election. I mean, if every law was that has been struck down by the Supreme Court cost the president his job, we'd be on president number 615.
All right, so let's in the time we have left, let's say that it completely shocks almost everybody in the country, and they let everything stand. They say this whole thing's constitutional. What would be the Obama's direction then?
Well, I mean, then we're at status quo ante. I mean, then everything that Republicans have been saying about needing to repeal the law, which they can still do, that they just keep those arguments going. But here's the thing about that.
Here's the campaign slogan for that, Rich. See, I told you.
Well, that's true, but you have to look at the. I mean, if you look at members of Congress running for re-election, I'd like to find more than a handful of Democrats that are running on the need to protect Obamacare. They're running away
right.
from this.
Well, and the Republicans now, and the Republicans, they'd be able to, that would really rally their base if they declared everything constitutional, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And they will.
So
they
which
will
would the Republicans rather have?
Oh, that's too complicated. I think the Republicans would rather have the law completely struck down.
Yeah.
And then give us a Republican House and Senate. We will invite the Democrats to the table, which Democrats right. didn't do when they had control, and we'll work something out because we're a very rich country.
But we won't know what they say and what they've decided until June, will we?
Yeah, probably to the end of June.
Right? End of June. Yeah. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Okay, my friend.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, Mullings.com. Check out his website. It's really a good one. I read it every week, three times a week. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. I got one more hour after this. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.